You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us to Wallachia and the tale of Vlad the Impaler.
From a classic work of literature by Bram Stoker published in 1897, the legend of Dracula became richly woven into the culture of the West and launched an entire genre of art and film dedicated to the vampire. While Stoker did not invent the vampire, he certainly introduced the modern world to its most common interpretation. The archetype of the vampire has evolved greatly over the last century, evidenced in a quick survey of film alone. The first on-screen vampire of Nosferatu was a hideous monster, yet future depictions took on an increasingly more attractive tone. From Bela Lugosi to Frank Langella, and finally to the wildly popular Twilight series, which depicts the vampire as attractive, rich, and desirable. No longer confined to the hours of darkness, vampires of the 21st century walk among us in the daylight. All of this began, however, with what was meant to be a terrifying tale, that of Count Dracula from Transylvania. While Stoker's Count Dracula is a fictional monster of sorts, drinking the blood of his human victims with an unusual ability to change himself into a bat, sleeping in a coffin by day and prowling the night, he is inspired by an actual historical figure. The author drew upon a 15th century Romanian prince named Vlad Dracula, meaning Vlad, the son of the dragon, or Vlad III, also more commonly known to historians as Vlad the Impaler. The mid-15th century was marked by dramatic conflict between the states of Eastern Europe and the rising Ottoman Empire, and this set the stage for Vlad's most notorious acts during the three periods he reigned as prince. While many of the historical details remain unclear, the legend that comes down is that Vlad's preferred method of execution for his enemies was to impale them, fully alive, on stakes. Multiple chronicles report this. It is really only the timing and circumstances that lack clarity. In fact, it is almost impossible to reconstruct his political and military life with certainty from primary sources, but all are clear on one aspect of Vlad's personality. He was already being called the Impaler before his death. At least one contemporary source reports that this was Vlad's method of purging all of his enemies, foreign and domestic, citing a staggering statistic of tens of thousands of such victims. The numbers may be exaggerated, and we have no way of knowing, but the legend that began to circulate about Vlad Dracula the Impaler became well known by the 16th century, with the added detail that he drank the blood of his victims. As a matter of fact, some of the earliest works to appear in the new age of the printing press, besides religious texts, were stories about Prince Vlad. This included one with the telling name of The Frightening and Truly Extraordinary Tale of a Wicked, Blood-Drinking Tyrant Called Prince Dracula. Yet today, there are still great oral traditions repeated of this 15th century prince near his homeland in modern-day Romania. Here he is remembered more sympathetically, as a man who was a great leader and a defender of his people. It is no wonder that Bram Stoker drew upon this epic tale for inspiration. What is more fascinating is how this character from literature, history, and legend continues to evolve in our popular culture to this day.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor of history at LSUS and can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 with the Shadow Files on Red River Radio.